Margaret McMullen joins us by phone tonight. She's the author of In My Mother's House, Aftermath Lounge, and the anthology Every Father's Daughter. Her novels for young adults have received Best Book Awards from Parents' Choice and the American Library Association. She is the recipient of an NEA Fellowship in Literature and a Fulbright. Tonight, we're going to talk about her memoir, which is titled Where the Angels Lived, One Family Story of Exile, Loss, and Return. I'm delighted to welcome you back to Around Cincinnati. Thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you.
You're joining us from Pass Christiane, Mississippi, tonight. It's a state where you spent some growing up years, and actually that's where your dad's from, and his relatives were based there. Your mother's European family, you knew about, but not before she was 12 years old. That part was never shared with you. And additionally, as mothers like to do, she raised you to keep secrets and to, quote, people don't need to know everything about you. So there was a lot you knew about your mom, but there was also this secret part of her life. So about 10 years ago, she had told you that she was the last of her family. And so you, about 10 years ago, you find yourself in Israel as part of a writing project, and you go to the archives in the Museum of Remembrance in Israel. Pick up the story from there, if you would.
Well, you've got all that right. And basically, at Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Museum in Israel, I went to type in my mother's maiden name in the database, and up popped a name, Richard, that I had never heard before. So when I went to the archivist, she said, "You're the first to ask about him, and he's your relative, Richard, and you're responsible now. You must remember him." So this is the story. The book Where the Angels Lived is the story about Richard, my mother's uncle, a man she never knew existed, who died in Mauthausen in 1944.
One of the very moving things about your memoir, Margaret, is that you take on this responsibility of remembrance of Richard, and then you form a plan to find out who Richard was. Tell us about your Fulbright.
I was really resistant to this assignment that the archivist gives me in Israel. But I was a active teacher 10 years ago at the University of Evansville in Evansville, Indiana. I was busy with classes. So when she gave this to me, I did sit with it for a while. I had a surgery right around my birthday that kind of was a wake-up call to me that I don't want to die not knowing who my people are, as we say in the South. And I also wanted my son to know where he has come from. So I found out about the Fulbright, and it just all started clicking. There was an opportunity to teach at the University of Pécs in Hungary. I started making up syllabi for teaching literature of the South there, and it just all fell into place, and it felt more like fate than anything else. My husband, Pat O'Connor, shuttered his advertising business in Evansville, and we arranged for James to go to a Hungarian school. So for 5 months, we lived in Pécs, and there, I think I really began piecing together Richard's life and found out that he was a quote-unquote, minor member of the family, someone who wasn't important, which to me made him even more important. And it's always those characters in fiction and in real life that interest me most, these minor characters who live in these unbelievably historic times.
Yes. I was interested to learn that as a result of a previous book, In My Mother's House, a distant relative read it. His name is Peter, which really opens up this research for you.
Yeah, Peter was enormously helpful. When he wrote to me after he read In My Mother's House, which was a novel, it was the only way I could really approach that material, by fictionalizing it, because so much was not available to me. Yad Vashem was being built, and records in Hungary were not available or open. So basically, I landed up making up a lot of things that turned out to be true, and Peter noticed that. And then he came to Pécs, to Hungary from New York, to join us and to celebrate his great-grandfather, my great-great-grandfather, in a plaque ceremony in Page. So for the first time in a long time, our family that had been exiled from Hungary as Jews, and most of them died in concentration camps, we came back to this town, and the mayor put up a plaque in the home where our ancestors once lived, which is now a tax collection agency. And that was really meaningful. It was bittersweet. There were only 5 members of the family left there, and they all traveled from various places, Paris, New York, and Budapest in America. And it was just a climax to this memoir and this whole story where we all sort of meet up and then go away again. And it's wonderful to stay in touch. I mean, one of the more meaningful moments for me was when I introduced my mother to a cousin she never knew about, and their first cousins. And I took my mother to Paris to meet Anna Stein, who basically lived through everything, Nazi occupation, Soviet occupation. And they're basically the same age. It was like seeing 2 sisters meet for the first time.
Well, the relative you referred to that the plaque honored is named Adolf. And he was an extraordinarily successful person. He had many businesses. It's interesting to learn about literacy among Jews, illiteracy among Christians, the tolerance tax, all of these historic factors that you uncover in the book. It's so interesting to, you know, bring this full circle to you who grew up as a Catholic girl in Mississippi. The title of your book, which is Where Angels Lived, the name Engel is actually angel in German. So I want to thank you so much for visiting with us tonight. This is an adventurous, humorous, somber memoir. And come back again. Always a pleasure to talk with you.
Oh, Barbara, thanks so much. And thank you so much for reading the book and reading it so well.
I've been talking with Margaret McMullen about her memoir titled Where the Angels Lived, One Family Story of Exile, Loss, and Return. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/aroundcincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.